Here's a Nishmo behind. Again, Amdaim al-Khamo told him to go up. They went by themselves. Really, what we said took place at the Kaida was being completely manutak from Arechesla. They reached the pinnacle of Bechira. To be now Lama Ba, no Shaykhs to this world. Oh. And then Abram gets all the brochas. We mentioned Kekoichavim is when a Yid goes up, he goes up higher than anybody else can because he's not mechubah to the Teva. And the same, Leifach Hasfila, when he goes down, he's not Mugbal, as he can go lower than anybody else can go. And then we ended off saying that a Jew doesn't really have a choice whether he's going to be Dovuk to Hashem. Either he'll choose to be Dovuk to Hashem through his own Bechira, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bother himself to make sure that he comes back to him in one way or another. But you can't manatek yourself ultimately from Hashem. We know ourselves personally, when you start getting a bit far, you start losing the plot, Hashem has ways to remind you who's running the world. He doesn't let you go too far. Okay, that's what we got up to last week. Why are we doing all this? Because at some point we want to understand why we suffer, no? What is this sort of suffering? I think that's what we're trying to find out. Rayon ze ki Hashem Yisrael mechayv hitnavtkut oishkoy chayka v'Hashem o b'derech hatoy v'mitoich rotzen v'tkukha o chalila lefuch muva heitiv b'maisa keida atzim. Anu moitzim shnei inyonim b'pashus akeida inyonim shelo nemru la'avoseinu k'doishim Avraham v'Yitzhak l'asoysal v'im osifu midaitom. You'll see there's two aspects of the akeida. In fact, you'll see it's the two ikka aspects of the akeida which Avraham and Yitzhak added, which they weren't commanded to do. See this theme through many areas. These are the two things that are remembered as in front of Hashem as the Maisa Akeida. First of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo ama Avraham Avinu la'akodes Yitzchok. Hashem never told Avraham Avinu to bind Yitzchok. Wasn't one of the tzivuim. Why did he bind him? Well, Yitzchak asked, Abba b'cho ani v'chashashni shema yizdazeya gufe mipachta shel sakin. I'm worried maybe I'll move when you come to me with a knife. I'll be a bit scared. V'shema tivso la shchita v'lo tale lecha lekorban. Maybe the shchita will be possible and I won't be a korban for you. Ela kaftani yofi yofi, tie me up very, very chazak. No command to tie him up. Akedah's Yitzchak. The awkward was command. Yitzchak did it of his own free will. Yitzchak avinu rotzeh b'kol libo v'nafsho limsois nafsho l'Hashem yisbarach b'mais akedah. Achu yodeh ki sof sof aguf hu mugbal v'naita l'chayme. Yitzchak wanted to give up himself to Hashem, but he knows the body is a body and the body has mugbalot, it has limitations. Because yasas akin yisdazeh, when you see a knife coming for your throat, you're going to have the body's going to react. Bind me so chazak that I don't mafir. Come on, Ken. V'asel shel Avraham Avinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo bikesh me lishchot es ha'il tachas Yitzchak benoy. Who asked Avraham Avinu to go shech the ha'il? Is it tzivoy to shech the ha'il? There's tzivoy to shech the ha'il. Ach, l'ach HaKadosh Baruch Hu ema al tishlach yod kel anar. Hashem says, don't you touch this child. Lo nocha daita shama avinu ad she motze es ha'el v'hakribu tachas Yitzchak avinu. He wasn't calm. He couldn't live with himself until he went and he found the ayal and he shechted the ayal tachas benoy instead of Yitzchak. He didn't just shech the ayal as a thanksgiving offering, or he brought a korban stam. The pasuk says tachas benoy. The svona says he took all his koiches all his tzoynes, all his love for Yitzhak, he put him to the island, Vechta da Alak, he was shechting Yitzhak. It also wasn't a command. What do we remember about the Akedah? It's called the Akedah's Yitzhak, and what do we remember? The Shechitas Isle. Rosh Hashanah, Shechitas Isle. Those are the two things that are. It's called the Akedah, the binding of Yitzchak. Why is it called the binding of Yitzchak? That's a sign. That's like a little thing on the side. That wasn't a big event. That was a. As they say in Yiddish, a zaitik hazach. That was a side issue. They asked him to be burned, so he wouldn't move. Big deal. למרות שנחיל הקדה לא יעשה על פי ציווה השם, ויועסים מכך לחיל הפולוס הקדה יעשה צד מניע מייסה בכל עיסה מייסה רוחני נזכור של הקרוב. ואם כן, קשה מדוע נחתם שמי של מייסה זו כמייסה הקדה. מה זה קורא די הקדה? לחיל הרי לקרוא לו מייסה של מסירס נפש, או מייסה של הלוס יצחק לא אילו. Call it the מסירס נפש of יצחק, the עלייה of יצחק, the binding of יצחק. וכאן משהו שעניין הקדה היינו עניין מהותי ולהלן נסבור הדברים. You see from here that the Akedah, the binding, goes to the essence of what happened in this Nisoyin. It's not even Yitzhak's Nisoyin ultimately. This is Avram's Nisoyin. It's not Yitzhak, this is one of the 10 Nisoyins of Avram. It wasn't even, it's not whilst the Nisoyin for Yitzhak. Kamor Kain, Akravosot Shel Ha'el Nichtova B'Toyre B'Achova. You know that the Shechitas Isle is a major subject in Chazal. V'Chazal u'b'svarim hakadoshim huva b'inyan Ayle shel Yitzhak in yonim nisgovim. Very holy, high things about this little sheep. Chazal magan lana dvarim mikfeine shel ha'ilom from the primordial beginnings of the world. Ke'al zeh nivra b'sheshis emei breshis b'shaz b'ein ha'shmoshis. This thing was created already before Bri'as ha'ilom. V'naisev lekach ba'el zeh lo haya dover botel. What does that mean? There was nothing wasted in this aisle. Everything of this aisle was used for something. Gidav haya lenimun lekino shel David HaMelech. The sinews of this aisle were the strings on David HaMelech's harp. Can you imagine? They were handed down. Avraham Avinu took the sinews and he handed them down and they eventually got to David and David did his harp with it. Must have been in the table with Noach. Right? Otherwise, how did it get you?
It
was created by Sheshis Emei Breshis. It was created by Sheshis Emei Breshis. So Vaistos had not been. Oh, Hashem hid it away somewhere. I don't know. What did Hashem do with the 10 things he created before Masa Breh? Maybe he hid them away somewhere. Christish. Good question. Where was the aisle during the Mabul? It's a Santa question.
Well, you know, the Karen's going to be hidden away till Mashiach comes. It's hidden somewhere.
The Karen's, you know, yeah, but he's asking from the time that Hashem created it by my celebration.
It could be hidden away.
Until after the flood, where was it? Was it on the Teva?
Because the Ma'adam says that the flood didn't touch Eretz Yisrael.
Could be that it was in Eretz Yisrael. Oh, so fine. So we're getting somewhere. Okay. I have to look up and see where was this thing until. Last question. Good.
The belt, the leather made Eliyahu's belt. Keren smol shel Isa shofar shel Ma'amad HaSinai. The left Keren was the shofar Ma'amad HaSinai. Keren Yamin tiyeh shofar shel HaMashiach. That's hidden away till Mashiach comes. This, huh? Pashtus, yes. Must have, otherwise how did it top? He kept the leather and he told his kids, make sure Eliyahu gets this, and he kept the Gidim and make sure David HaMelech gets this. Not the Yerusha, you know, you tell your kids, make sure this goes there. And she gets the Cadillac, you get the house. And then it went down the drivers, yeah. And the Shafer, the Yamin Shafer that Mashiach's going to need is hidden. We don't know, as Eli told us, we don't know where it is. When Mashiach comes, will Yared being blown? And it's a pillar because this little shechting of the aisle seems to be like almost irrelevant to the whole Maisa. Because about to kill his son. Yitzhak, with all the Nisoyin that went into that, and he passed the test. So now he goes off and he shechts a little sheep and he brings it. This is not some shechting of a sheep. We know that the Ikar Mitzvah is with the Shofar Shel Ayil. Because it reminds Hashem and us of the Isle of Yitzchak. Whenever we bring kabonos from the Isle, it's a remembrance of the Isle of Yitzchak. It's called Divrei Chazal Beinyan Zeh. Obviously, now we're not going to discuss this whole sugya. Yeah? Zeh lo amokum. Ula mekola nema anu loindim ki inyan ha'ayl bakeres yitzak hu inyan mu'ti va'aleinu lavin zeh. So we have to understand what's going on here. There's something fundamental happening here with this little sheep. Ein sofi ram. Sorry. Ein sofi ki dvorim elu amukim v'nizgovim hain mitali. As with most of these things in Parshas, in Sefer Bereishis, they're way beyond our understanding. Aval nishtanu lebeim ba'atis ha'dvarim lefiyarcheinu v'novi ma sh'nitan l'moid mishnein yonim eilu. Let's try and learn what we can, learn what we can understand here. Because obviously this is two very important sugyas. Shnei in yoni mesiris nefesh yoda am nisel b'tol do'isov. There's two types of Mesiris Nefesh that Klal Yisrael has experienced over the generations. Harishanu Chai Mesiris Nefesh Laman Shmiris HaTorah VaMitzvos. There's what's called living with Mesiris Nefesh to keep Torah and Mitzvos. Bittel Shel Kol HaRetzoinus HaYishim Laman Asiyas Rotzon Hashem. Mevatling all your Retzoinus, your personal desires, to do the Rotzon Hashem. Your life doesn't get taken away from you. On the contrary, you live with Kiddush Hashem. Rabbi Grossness was in Tifrach for Shabbos. His wife came with the seminaries, whatever was there. So Motzei Shabbos, the Rosh Hashiv gives a sicha, the rare event every Motzei Shabbos in the yeshiva. The Rosh Hashiv speaks at Shalosh Shudas. So he really wanted to go. He wanted to go, but his son had a test from the cheder. So he had to spend the time learning cheder stuff with his kid. He had a test from the cheder. So this morning, I told you, I said, you got to the Rosh Hashiva Sicha. He said, what could I do? It's Mesiris Nefesh. That's Mesiris Nefesh, Kupshutoy. Not that he wanted an ice cream, but he couldn't get an ice cream, whatever. That's it. He wanted to go to the Rosh Hashiva Sicha. He would do anything to, but what can he do? He's got to teach his son. What's the Ratzon Hashem here? You should go listen to the shiur. You should help your son do his homework. That's your chiyuv d'oraisa, no? That's your chiyuv, not the cheder's chiyuv. Those say it's Mesiris Nefesh. Okay, that's one level of Mesiris Nefesh. But we know Yidden went through fire and brimstone and who did all sorts of things in order to be able to learn Torah. V'noisim v'kach ha'yodoyre shal shmad Hashem v'mosru yodim es nafsham l'mavis al-kiddush Hashem b'pol mamash. Then there were generations where Jews had to give up their lives in order to keep the Torah. Benem hayugam yudim shelo kotshus Hashem b'chayim ulam v'moyisam ki yudim hayim niskot shelo yis kedoshim. There were many Jews who didn't live their lives al kiddush Hashem, but besof died al kiddush Hashem. Hayudoyin Hashem am Yisrael hayu moshul lekochovim. There were generations where Klal Yisrael were the moshul of the kochovim. Hem bitlus kol ritzoneihem nishim. They nullified all their desires, their personal desires. They completely transcended the natural boundaries of life. And they cleaved to Hashem. In such a generation, they have the mile of the kochovim. They're way up there. There were generations where they weren't using their bechira properly, and they didn't. Manatek from the teva, and in effect, nizdovku bo beyesesays. They were up to their eyeballs in the teva. B'dozeim ayu mosholim laofim and atunim lemarmes lashveilos. They're on the lowest possible levels. They're mamish lakafa. Everything tramples on them. There's nothing lower than that. As kana nuchashim besovlo shalam ayudi, yaisim mikol amachel pnei tevel. Yeah, we see the suffering, the sevel, the trauma of a nation more than any other nation. And is that we mention Raim Chas V'Chalila Yosef Mikula? Is that because the Jews are worse than everybody else? Chas V'Chalila. Adarabba, Haim Ama Nifcho. We're the chosen people. I know it's not polite to say that anymore. It's not polite. It's not politically polite in a left, liberal-run Jewish world today to talk about being the chosen people. We're better than everybody else. You're old school. You're old school British. What's your problem? We're talking to the Californians here. It's not politically correct today to talk about being the Jewish people as being a chosen people and better than everybody else. You're not allowed to say that. It's true, but today you have to, whatever. That's the way the world is today. Not that not to be better, everyone's equal, just we have different jobs. It's the first thing you have to get through to your kids' heads today. If you don't teach them that, what chance have they got? We're chosen for a special purpose. We're better than everybody else. If the kids don't get that feeling today in the kishkas, then why shouldn't they go and play in the pots with everybody else? They don't feel choshev. With the crown and the tiferes, the splendor of the creation. And they can maintain their uniqueness when they manutak from the teva. However, if he won't use his bechira and do this for himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu died, ki lo yidach mimenu nidach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of it that nobody gets lost here. You're going to come back one way or another. Hu yidayeg shelo yeh yehudi echad sheyich linatek min akrova ladveikas Hashem. Hashem will make sure that nobody can manatek and avoid cleaving to Hashem. Ve'im hu yitrachek hatzoros tirgor mena lo lashuv litkarev. If he'll distance himself, Hashem will make sure that the tzoros brings him back. You should have all asked this question. You see, this is not specific generations. This is going on all the time in every generation. There's some Jews are giving up their lives for Torah, while the others are being lost and are going to come back through Torah. While they were hidden in Auschwitz, mamash being mois and nefesh for a piece of matzah to light candles, we know all the stories, or some of the stories that people went through to mois and nefesh for other yidden and stuck to their Yiddishkeit and stuck to their Torah. There were others that were being brought back because of the yisurim. The only kasha is sometimes the yisurim does the opposite. The difficulties and the galus makes people do more chatoim and go further away from Hashem. That's not a kasha. That a kasha. The goddess is there to preserve Klal Yisrael from getting lost. Anti-Semitism and the trauma and the Yisurim and the Shibud Omos is there to keep us intact when we go through goddess. And yet we see it does the opposite. It makes us go further and further away from Hashem. So how does it help? So that was the question that was asked to Rabbi Yossi by the Chachmei Atuna, the Marin Bechayres. They asked him, with what do you preserve salt? Salt is a preservative. What do you preserve salt with? What stops salt going bad? We'll understand what the question is now. Said to them, with the afterbirth of a mule. Afterbirth of a mule. So they said to him, a mule doesn't have an afterbirth. A mule's a barren animal. A mule's a parrot, it's a barren animal. So they said to him, does a mule have an afterbirth? So he said to them, does salt go bad? Don't state the Gemara. The Rav Dessler said that this Gemara is what we use to explain the moon landing. In Israel, we're very proud that Israel went to the moon. The bills could have been dead, but never mind, they went to the moon. Yeah. Thousands of people could have been went to the moon. The Nadish part. Anyway, Rav Dessler said that this Gemara explains what's with the moon landing. Anyway, we're not going to go into that now. But what was that question? The Morim Brocha says that there's two britoit, there are two covenants. There's a covenant of salt and there's a covenant of Yisurim. Both those covenants are there to preserve Klal Yisrael from getting lost. Bris HaMelach, which is the Beis HaMikdash, the Korbanos, we know, that's why we have salt on the table, whatever. And Bris HaYisurim. That means either we have a Beis HaMikdash and we're doing what Klal Yisrael is supposed to be doing, or we're living in Eretz Yisrael and everything's fine. Or we've got to go into Golus. What's the Golus for? To preserve us, so we don't get lost. The Yisurim. But what happens when that doesn't work? You see, it's getting worse and worse. What's going to preserve Klal Yisrael through the Golus? That was their question. You see, the Golus is only making things worse, not better. They're going to get lost. They're going to get lost. So he said, what will preserve them is the afterbirth of milk. There is no afterbirth of milk. He said, nachon, because they never go bad. Klal Yisrael will never get lost. It looks like they're getting lost, but they'll never get lost.
Why do we need
the Golus? Because we need to betaken, first of all, the world. We need to masaken the world, but we need the Golus to preserve us. How that'll work and when it'll work or whatever, good, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. We have to wait and see how the Golus is doing what it's supposed to be doing. Depends which Golus. If you look carefully at Yaakov Avinu's dream about the ladder, they were the malachim of the Golus going up and down. The first went one up 70 dagas. Yeah, that was the first Golus, lasted 70 years. Second one, 145. How long were the different 145? I think the 410. Third one was the Tsar of Edom, went up and up and up, he didn't come back. Yaakov Avinu had Chelisha Sadas. Said Hashem, don't worry, even if he comes up and sits next to me, he goes high like an eagle, from there I'll bring him down. What's going on here? Why did the first three goluses go up and come down by themselves? And why the fourth one, we're still in it after 2,000 years, it doesn't come down, it doesn't end. So you must know, there's a difference between taiva and gaiva. Tavonius va gaivonios. There's two primary yetzahoros. Taiva and gaiva. Taiva, there's a limit to taiva. Why? Well, before we do that, we need one Hakdama. We know that a nation can't fall till the Tsar of that nation falls. What is the Tsar of a nation? It's a spiritual modality that mobiles that nation. The Ashkofas, the worldview, the things that makes up the essence of that nation. The unique character of that nation. That's the Tsar of a nation. It says the nation can't fall till the Tsar falls. What was the...
Can't what?
The nation can't fall till the Tsar falls, till its Ashkofas and its worldview crashes. What happens? It says Klal Yisrael were only Eved Avodah Zorah because they wanted to be Oisek Begilya Rais Behem. Klal Yisrael didn't have a Hashkofic connection or a spiritual connection to Avodah Zorah. They just wanted a heter to be able to do what they wanted to do. It was Taiva, Kulu Taiva. What happens to Taiva when you get too much? You get sick of it. A teaspoon of honey is delicious. Two teaspoons, wonderful. When you finish the pot, unless you Winnie the Pooh, and even Winnie the Pooh gets ill, you get sick from it. You get ill, you vomit it up, you never want to look at it again. You have charata that you even went down there. What happens after you have charata? You're not interested in it anymore. People don't look at it anymore. They don't idol worship it. They don't idolize it anymore. So what happens? The Tsar crashes. The taiva that represented the first three goluses. The taiva, the physical taiva, eventually Klal Yisrael had it enough and they said, Nimas. And the Tsar fell and the nation fell. Edom, the teva of Edom, the Tsar of Edom is not taiva, it's gaiva. Why did they go to the moon? They had some yetzer hara, teva dika, gaiva dika reason to go to the moon. Edom is Western culture, yeah, the Western world. Russia and America having a big race to get to the moon first. Whoever gets there first, wow, yay, fantastic, great. You know what a bush it was for the Russians and Americans at first, the Americans, and it was a big race. And what for? What were they looking for? There was new flavors of ice cream on the moon. There was more znus up there that they wanted.
It's 50 years this year.
It was Kulu. It was 1969, yeah, I was 10 years old, I remember clearly. It was Kulu Gaiva. Billions of dollars wasted on Marishkat, nothing. They got nothing out of it. What did they get out of it? A few rocks that they terrified of that they brought back, they had to build a special building to keep it, and it cost another $50 million. Kulu Taiva, there's no Taiva at all. It's Kulu Gaiva, Memshala. And that's the nature of the Golus win. That you never get sick of. Person never gets sick of that. COVID, you can never get enough. Never get sick of it. Zeloni must be Nadav. He wants more. The more he has, the more he wants. The more Gaiva he has, the more Gaiva he wants. That's what's such a dangerous thing. That Golos that we're in at the moment, there is no end to it. But that's what Hashem says, I'll bring him down. They're going to put Edom. It says they're going to put Edom on the same level as Hashem. It says even if you'll raise yourself up to next to the Kisei HaKavod, Hashem says from there I'll bring you down. They'll replace God, Stalin, all the big guy with dicker memsholas that came in the world, all that to substitute God. Stalin didn't just come along and say we're starting a new I'm a dictator, whatever. You have to get rid of God. You know what they used to do in the schools? They used to have lunch at 12:30 in the Russian schools. Russia was a very Christian country. Greek Orthodox Church was very powerful in Russia. So they used to pray before the meal. They used to pray, so whatever. So when they started indoctrinating them into communism, so the teacher would say, okay, let's pray to God to bring us lunch. And of course the lunch never came. Waited 5-10 minutes. Let's pray again to God to bring us lunch. The lunch never came. Fine, try once more. It's already 15 minutes late, the kids are getting hungry. Pray to God to bring us lunch. Now lunch comes. All right, let's pray to Stalin to bring us lunch. So they pray to Stalin to bring lunch, in comes the lunch. That's what they used to do. Why do you have to get rid of God for Stalin to live? Why did Ahasuerus have to dress up in the big day kahuna and use the caliph of the Beis HaMikdash and sit on Shlomo Melech's throne? That's why he went to Shushan, because that's where the throne was. He couldn't get it to where he was. They moved the capital to Shushan. Shushan wasn't the capital of. Because he wants to be God. There's no limit to that. That's a guy with a con end. That's the Koich of Eitzim Yodi in the most extreme form. So what you do when you mitlahev about all this stuff is you're feeding the Sar of Esav, of Edom. That's what you do. You're making him great. You're preventing him falling down. Unless you see the nourishment of it, unless you see the stupidity of it, the waste of it, the sick of it, it's never going to fall. People are going to continue to worship it and worship it until Hashem has to come along and knock it down. We worship it. We worship that Sar of Edom. That's what we're doing. Yay! What did they do? No, they took a Tanakh with them, so that gives it some sort of like a head to them. So it's a kosher trip.
South
Africa is a big donor. Sure. The people that pay for this stuff, I feel sorry for them. They're going to get to Olam Haba. They're going to see what they could have done with their money.
Really?
And they're going to see what they did with their money.
Did they take the Quran as well?
It's not going to take every, you have to be equal rot. No, they said three different things. They took the flag and stuff. All the, yeah. And what comes from it? Scientific advancement, new medications, nothing. Kulu gaiva, the whole thing. Miat chalat sof is kulu gaiva. You need to send up satellites for security, whatever, for agriculture. Pasada, do it. So we can talk on our telephones a bit more. You need satellites, gesundheit. That's part of maintaining a normal society. But what did America have to go to the moon for? We have enough hospital beds in this country. That's all been taken care of. They're going to show this guy that paid for that, they put in the money to go to the moon. They're going to show him one day what he could have done with his money. He's going to be ill when he sees it, like one of this lot. Can you imagine the poor guy's going to get up there and they're going to show him what he could have done with his money, they're going to show him what he did do with his money? $2 million, man, how much are we talking about? A lot of millions of dollars. What you can do with that? That's my word from the sponsors for the week.
I don't know.